Welcome to MAPS, guys. How are you doing?
Doing great, man.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, excellent.
Excellent.
How are you doing?
Yeah, a bit wet, as I told you before. I'm drying. I'm slowly drying, actually. Allora, questa sera Wolf Eyes per un live set che presumiamo sarà bello infuocato.
Abbastanza rumoroso.
Abbastanza rumoroso, direi. Come tradizione degli ultimi concerti al Locomotive, anche lunedì ci sono stati Health Japandroids. Allora, io direi di iniziare da far presentare la formazione, visto che ci sono stati dei cambiamenti di recente.
First of all, we wanted to do like the formal presentations. Can you guys state your name and who's here today as Wolf Eyes?
Mike.
I'm Nate Young.
John Olson.
Okay, so you guys have been going as a trio now for quite a while, right?
Yeah, the three of us, yes. For about 5 years now.
5 years, and we wanted to know something about how's the tour been going, and especially how was it in Rome last night.
The tour has been going fantastic. Notably, for myself, the Czech Republic and Poland and Copenhagen. Personally, those are
highlights
for me. And Rome last night was very wonderful. It was a great show. Hung out with a lot of great people. Had some great pizza. And there was a nice guy outside the venue selling records, so I got to buy some records, and that's always good.
What did you get?
I got two records by Patty Waters and two records by this black metal band called Forgotten Woods from the 90s, so it was nice.
Okay, let me translate that. Dice che fondamentalmente, vabbè, intanto sono in trio ormai da 6 anni, mi pare dicesse, prima ho iniziato 5 anni, in Quattro Elementi, Wolf Eyes, e gli abbiamo chiesto un po' come sta andando il tour che gli sta portando in giro per tutta Europa, e Mike ci diceva un po' quali sono stati i suoi highlights, insomma i momenti migliori, e parlava della Repubblica Ceca in particolare, ma annovera anche la data di Roma di ieri sera tra le più belle, insomma un pubblico abbastanza caloroso, e in più mi pare di capire, insomma gli piace comprare dischi, e ieri fuori dal locale c'era un banchetto dove ha preso un paio di lavori di Paddy Waters e poi anche di una band black metal, diceva, no?
Sì, di cui sinceramente ho dimenticato il nome, un appassionato della distro, quindi probabilmente. Allora,
esatto.
Noi volevamo iniziare a fare qualche domanda anche alla band riguardo, diciamo, il tipo di musica che fanno. È stata definita sempre come un incrocio abbastanza curioso tra il noise, il post-industrial e addirittura anche delle frange di free jazz. Volevo sapere quanto si sentissero legati a queste tradizioni, e tutto sommato ormai che hanno una certa storia alle spalle, e tutto sommato anche con certi punti di contatto, ma anche molti punti diversi.
We wanted to know how much you guys kind of feel inside what can be defined as like a post-industrial noise sort of scene. I mean, that in Italy also a lot of people have brought out the term free jazz, which is not something that I mean immediately could be linked to you guys, but do you guys kind of feel like you incorporate all elements from that type of music?
Of course, and many others, you know.
Yeah, I think we totally, it's traditional. I mean, what we do is traditional 100%. It goes way back, even before industrial. I mean, are we at post now anyways?
You know? post everything.
Post.
We had post-civilization music.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel as though in the band you guys have like gone through different phases of the music you've been trying to convey and bring out?
For sure. But at the same time, it's always been, you know, just about what we like and what's going on in our lives, but that's not at all, you know, a drastic change at all. You know?
What phase would you guys say you are in at the moment?
Graybeard.
I'm waiting for my beard. I just turned 30, so I'm catching up with my grayness. So
sore back phase.
Hopefully by the end of this year, I'll have a little more gray kicking.
So graybeard rock.
Yeah,
we can
exactly.
Define it that way.
That's okay. Perfect.
Or human use of humans.
Okay. Beh, insomma, stavamo scherzando un po' sui generi, appunto, che sotto qui vengono inseriti. catalogati. I Wolf Eyes assolutamente si ritengono figli un po' di tutti quei generi che abbiamo detto, anche free jazz è un termine che comunque mi pare di capire che amano particolarmente, in cui si sentono in qualche modo rappresentati per certi tipi della loro musica. Dice che certo è anche un po' difficile adesso ormai, cosa siamo finiti nel post-post, nel post-civilizzazione,
post-tutto,
insomma tutto può andare. E poi dicono anche che, gli chiedevo quale fase magari della loro carriera secondo loro stanno attraversando in questo momento. Dicevo la fase della barba grigia.
Esatto.
E Mike diceva: io ci sto quasi arrivando, ho 30 anni adesso, insomma qualche anno posso anch'io fare parte del rock barba grigia.
Just one jump off the stage at the gig, is that another characterization of the phase?
Yeah.
over with the jumps at all? Well, really?
We'll break our brittle bones.
Non possono più farli salti.
Non posso. Chiedevo se appunto fosse anche la fase di un salto, cioè uno stage jumping, già soltanto uno. Dice no, basta, finiti completamente. Allora, riguardo invece agli ultimi lavori, cosa ci possono raccontare di Always Wrong, che appunto credo che sia l'ultimo disco uscito per Wolf Eyes?
We wanted to know something about Always Wrong. That's the record we've been listening to here, and did it come out differently than your previous works, or does it have like a different connotation to it, or was it the same kind of process you guys are used to working with?
Well, I think we always talk about the process as something like going to the local supermarket, getting a six-pack, going to our studio, and same process, but yeah, I mean, same process.
So it's like going to the supermarket, basically.
Basically, get some...
You change the supermarket, or is it still the same supermarket?
Actually, it's true, yeah. We used to record in a studio in Ypsilanti, and now we record in my apartment in Detroit, so... It's a bit different, I suppose.
Well, there's one party store that takes credit cards, and there's another party store that takes cash, so it depends what we have on.
Yeah, in your pockets, okay.
Hopefully cash.
Beh, insomma, diceva gli chiedevamo appunto se era cambiato qualcosa con questo nuovo disco. Diceva, ma no, più o meno lo stesso processo, anche se per processo loro definiscono soprattutto l'atto di andare, magari, non so, a farsi la tartaruga in palestra, oppure andare al supermercato. Questi sono per loro i processi. Dice che però, a ripensarci bene, è quello che è cambiato è che questo disco è stato registrato nello studio casalingo, quindi chiaramente...
Sì, hanno un supermercato che accetta carte di credito e un altro che accetta solo contanti. Quindi a seconda di quello che hanno cambia il processo del disco. Io sono sempre curioso per le band di sapere, ma è soprattutto da loro, considerando il loro spirito, di sapere come e se leggono le critiche, cioè che rapporto hanno con i media, se gli interessa... quello che viene scritto di loro e magari come prendono anche le critiche negative.
Francesco was really curious to know, even regarding your type of band, if you're the type of band that reads your own reviews or critiques or bad reviews, and what do you guys think about them when you read them, kind of thing.
Personally, I do stay away from all that. It's for me, it's not something that's super interesting. I'm way more interested in what the three of us think about the record, and I know how we feel about it, so that's personally good enough for me.
Okay, so you don't like search out things once the record.
A few years ago, I googled my other band, Hair Police, and the first thing that came up was a scathing review of our newest record, and that was the last time I ever did anything like that.
Beh, dice che no, assolutamente cerca di rimanere distante insomma dalle recensioni positive o negative, perché l'importante per lui è quello che insomma pensano loro tre della musica dei Wolf Eyes. Poi ricorda questo, in passato con l'altra band di Mike, gli Air Police, aveva cercato una recensione, anzi aveva cercato il nome su Google, era subito apparsa una recensione super negativa e da lì ha cercato insomma poi di non ascoltare, di non leggere le recensioni.
E I Wolf Eyes hanno fatto diversi tour, hanno una discografia sterminata, molto DIY come nella loro caratteristica, ma hanno anche suonato con band piuttosto grossi. Volevo sapere quali erano, se ce ne sono ovviamente, delle band con le quali vorrebbero suonare o addirittura dei musicisti con i quali vorrebbero davvero collaborare.
Over the course of your career and all the discography you guys have put out, I mean, you guys have definitely played in so many different situations and with many different types of bands and also collaborated with other people. Is there anyone still on the list you guys would really want to play live with or collaborate with, like on a record or a recording?
Well, I think
someone who's like kind of just been there and you've always wanted to try and make it work and just has never happened kind of thing?
I don't know specifically. Something that we actually discussed yesterday was, you know, something we'd love to do would be to score a really awesome movie, particularly like a really awesome Italian horror movie or or a spaghetti western or something like that. So, you know, if we could work with Lucio Fulci, or we could dig up his corpse and work with that, that'd be great. But, you know, something like that is something that is definitely something we would love to do someday, you know.
And that's actually, going back to Always Wrong, that's something we did discuss with the process and how that record was a bit different than, like, Human Animals, that it was kind of like a western. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay,
the composition, you know, the whole feel for us, you know, it was made a little bit more sense than you know, a horror movie.
Was that something you discussed, like, previously? Like, kind of, let's try and give this feeling to the record? Or
no,
is it something
no,
you guys
something
figured out while you were working on it?
We just discovered it. At the end of the process, we looked back on it, and we were like, you know, the Human Animal was more of a horror film.
Okay.
And Always Wrong was a bit more of like a western.
So you're in your western phase.
Yeah, you
can
say that.
You could say that.
Ok, allora dice che no. Per quanto riguarda le collaborazioni, ne stavano proprio discutendo l'altro giorno, anzi ieri. Assolutamente una cosa che vorrebbero fare è musicare un film, insomma sonorizzare un film, scrivere una colonna sonora. In particolare il loro sogno sarebbe un horror italiano, oppure
Lucio Fulci,
un film
purtroppo
di Fulci,
è morto.
Un film di Fulci, oppure anche uno spaghetti western. E aggiungevano proprio che sul processo di Always Wrong una cosa che hanno capito poi a priori è che probabilmente se Human Animal era il loro disco da, in qualche modo horror, mentre questo era l'ultimo disco, un loro disco dal sentimento molto western, la composizione insomma secondo loro si presta a questa definizione.
Are you kind movie freak, so you like to spend your evenings watching old movies or strange movies or...
Well, I definitely like to watch some strange movies, yeah, for sure.
I see.
I like to watch a lot of Italian movies.
Oh, really?
Oh, definitely.
Great.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Dovremmo farli conoscere con il Calibro 35 in qualche modo, visto sì, che appunto abbiamo detto che ci hanno detto che amano molto guardare i film e passare le serate a guardare i film, magari i film italiani. È arrivato il momento, direi, della nostra domanda top. Vai, fagliela
okay,
tu direttamente in inglese.
This is a question we always ask. It's a common one, but we're really curious to know, especially from you three guys, what would be the five records you'd bring on a desert island?
Yeah,
that's
you
funny,
got it.
Haven't you answered that before, John?
I would bring Cheetah Chrome Motherfuckers, Tampax, Wretched, EU's Arse, and Negazioni.
Didn't take long to make that.
Whoa, you got that one written down. That's bad, but
we've actually, you've been asked that a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's the first time we have some guest who is actually really prepared about the question. Everybody like staring eyes and...
Is there one common record you think that would put all three if together on it kind of thing?
Spaceman 3, Taking Drugs. Making Music to Take Drugs.
Taking drugs. To Make Music to Take Drugs. Too. I would
yeah,
say
Drugs and Music.
The Tongue Twister.
That or... I would say that record.
Spaceman 3.
Would be the three of us would unite and
we all
bring it together on the desert island
on
and listen to it every single day. If we could have some Velvets on there, that'd be nice too.
Beh, avete sentito benissimo, sono Spaceman 3, è il disco che tutti assieme riuscirebbero sicuramente a mettere d'accordo. Un disco che parla di musica, di droga, va benissimo.
Certo.
E poi invece John aveva tipo una lista già perfetta con Negazione, Wretched. What was it? Cheetah Chrome Motherfuckers, what else?
CCM, Tampax and EU's Arse, all
okay,
Italian bands.
Ah, EU's Arse. Pazzesco, sì, un gruppo friulano di Udine.
È incredibile, awesome. Sì. You're like Italy lovers, well, that's Yeah, in a way.
Most definitely.
Yeah, great. And io volevo invece chiedergli, facendo la domanda al contrario, se c'è un disco o un gruppo che piace agli altri per cui gli altri vengono presi in giro, cioè.
Okay, we wanted to know, is there a record one of you guys like that the other two hate and they make fun of you for liking it?
Yeah, the guilty pleasure or something like that.
I'm Gaga.
I'm sure.
Who's the Gaga lover?
Well, I love Gaga.
Thing. Yeah. We kind of all do, but we all won't really admit it.
what do you actually think? Like, seriously, is great about her kind of thing musically?
Her songs are amazing.
I like her performances.
Ok, quindi avete capito, insomma, il guilty pleasure di tutti e tre, Lady Gaga, assolutamente si trovano d'accordo. Alla fine chiedevamo musicalmente, insomma, in maniera seria, cos'è la performance, anche le canzoni spaccano.
So you think actually she's gonna keep on?
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Not like something ephemeral or something like that.
Well, no, I think she won't keep on. No,
not at all. Enjoy the moment. That's it.
Enjoy the moment. This might be her last good album, you know, okay. Or the only good album. Put it that way. But the performances she's doing, I mean, they're really spot on. She's crazy. Like, absolutely insane.
She's actually, I was reading a pretty, like, I've seen some videos, a pretty good piano player and
she's
everything.
Yeah, she's great. I mean, and I love the pianos are always made special for each gig. Like, for instance, you know, she had one that was on fire with tubes coming out of it that were gassing her violinist, you know. I don't know.
She's very post-post.
Yeah,
very
she's definitely. Well, I mean, she was
very violent, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, and we, as we all know, she, you know, her and Andrew WK are creations of the Illuminati, so they're just really just mind controlling, and you know, as we all
it's
know.
True.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, she went to the Grammys with Kermit. That's pretty cool.
Okay, let me translate.
Not dressed as Miss Piggy anyway.
Allora, no, stanno parlando appunto di Lady Gaga, di cosa gli emoziona di Lady Gaga. In particolare dicevano le performance sono letteralmente incredibili. Insomma, quella dove ogni volta esce fuori con un pianoforte diverso costruito per il concerto. Ad esempio quello con i tubi che sparano gas sul violinista, non si capisce come riesce a rimanere sul palco. In più ci diceva John che insomma è andata ai Grammys con
vestito da
no,
cioè, con
assieme
Kermit,
quindi insomma
non male,
niente,
non male.
Niente male come accoppiata, beh, insomma.
Okay, we have a breaking news. If you want to comment, the UK Coast Guard says that actually the Operation Top Kill has succeeded. So it happens that the drill, the old drill, is stopped.
Oh, finally.
Well, yeah, that's it.
That's
any
nice.
Any comment?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay,
va bene. Ascoltiamo un pezzo allora da Always
sì,
Wrong.
Sì, glielo facciamo scegliere, ovviamente. Would you like to pick up a song from Always Wrong? Introduce it, like to end this pleasant and very very cheerful chat.
Yeah, I'd like to play a Cellar, song one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it about?
It's just about the state of the world.
Okay, the post world.
That's right.
Una canzone sulla
breaking news, so let's go with that.
Thank
yeah.
Okay. Think it fits.
Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for being here. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ciao.